Malone's bookshop filled the entire building, the first floor for books and customers, the next two for storage, the fourth a small apartment that he called home. He'd grown accustomed to the cramped living space, enjoying it far better than his Atlanta house. Its sale last year had helped him invest in his new life, one offered to him by, as Stephanie had early chided, his Danish benefactor, a man named Henrik Thorvaldsen. A stranger 14 months ago, now his closest friend. They'd connected from the beginning, and their first meeting in Atlanta had sealed both their futures. Stephanie had insisted Malone take a month off after the trial of three defendants in Mexico City, which had involved international drug smuggling. Walking back to court during a lunch break, Malone had been caught in the crossfire of an unrelated assassination, something he'd tried to stop. He'd come home with a bullet wound to his left shoulder. The final tally from the Mexican shooting, 7 dead, 9 injured, one of the dead, a young Danish diplomat named Kai Thorvaldsen.
"I came to speak to you in person," Henrik Thorvaldsen had said. They were sitting in Malone's den. He didn't ask how Thorvaldsen had located him. "My son was precious to me," Thorvaldsen said. "He would have made a worthy member of our parliament one day. I came to meet the man who shot my son's killer."
Thorvaldsen stared around at the den and the surrounding rooms. Every wall was sheathed in books.
"I love them too," his guest said. "My home is likewise full of books. I've collected them all my life."
"What do you want?"
"I understand you are retiring from the military. Have you considered your future?"
He motioned around the room.
"Thought I'd open an old bookshop. Got plenty to sell." "Excellent idea. I have one for sale if you'd like it."
He decided to play along. What the hell? Thorvaldsen laid a business card on the sofa.
"If you're interested, call me."
"What makes you think I'm interested?"
"You are, Mr. Malone."
The old man was right.
"Where is this bookstore?"
"Copenhagen."